Hello, my name's Michelle, and I work at the Rodney Library. Welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show about the Elgin County Library.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Today, I'm going to read a book called The Littlest Yak, Home is Where the Herd Is, written by Lou Fraser and Kate Hindley. So grab a comfy spot and get ready to listen. Before we get started, does everybody know what a yak is? Yaks are part of the bovine species, like cattle, sheep, goats, and buffalo, just to name a few. Did you know that they can handle living in temperatures of minus 40 degrees Celsius? That's really cold. This book is about Gertie, the littlest yak, and her family when they move mountains to new pastures. For Gertie, it means squeezing all her belongings onto her sled. And in real life, yaks really do move. They migrate, depending on the season, in search of food and shelter. Let's begin. On the edge of the rockiest ledge, way up high, where the plip-plopping rain patters down from the sky, there's a woolly wet herd of damp yaks, big and small, and Gertie, the littlest and dampest of all. "Hmm," Mummy hummed from a splish-splashy puddle. "Our snow's washed away in a slush-melting muddle. No icicle ice winds, no frost-freezing storm, and worst of all," Mummy Yak frowned, "it feels warm."
"Warm?"
Gertie gasped as she took a step back. "But that's not a good thing for a wool-covered yak." "Then we'll do," Mummy smiled, "what yaks always do. It's time to move mountains and find pastures new."
"Move?" Gertie cried. "To where? Is it near? But all of my books and my toys are right here.
We'll need something bigger than backpacks and cases to move all our yakness to faraway places." "But a home," Mummy smiled, "is about so much more than books on the shelf or toys on the floor. It's not about pine cones or hats for a yak. A home is much more than the things that you pack." And though she knew Mummy was right quite a lot, maybe this time, Gertie frowned, Mummy's not. "So I'll squash and I'll squeeze from each side to each edge, and I'll get our whole home on the back of my sled." On went her jump rope, on went her skis, then pine cones from all of her favorite trees. On went the photos of yaks old and new, her second best hat and her telescope, too. And she packed lots of books for her empty new home, because when you have books, you are never alone. "Don't forget," Mummy smiled, "the one thing you should pack." And they wedged baby Dot on the sled at the back. Then she turned to the woolly wet herd and called, "Heave! Off we go, yaks, form a line, time to leave." "What if," Gertie thought, "the place that we're going doesn't have pine cones and only has snowing? I'd better pack more to be sure that they last." So she picked up a pine cone from each tree that passed. The sled is getting very, very full, and poor little baby in the back is getting squished inside. They were crammed into crannies and nudged into nooks, inside the telescope, on top of the books, till soon there was no space for Dottie to go. And with one pine cone more, off she plopped in the snow.
Uh-oh!
But Gertie was puffing with heavy sled heaving, too busy to spot the small Dot she was leaving. Onward and upward, away Gertie clopped, till down came the first snowy flakes, and she stopped. "Dottie, we made it!" she smiled with a sigh. But... "Dottie?" she cried, and she searched low and high.
Off came the jump rope, off came the skis, then a tumble of pine cones that rolled through the trees, till all that was left from each side to the edge was the coldest, the barest, the emptiest sled.
"Dotty," wailed Gertie, "where are you? Oh, no!"
And a drippy tear dropped as she sobbed in the snow. But wait, what was that? Something was stomping. Four clumping hoofbeats were snowily clumping. And taking her time as she plodded along was Granny Yak grunting,
"Oh, Gertie, what's wrong?"
"Granny," wailed Gertie, "I have to go back. I've done a bad thing. I've lost Dotty Yak." She slip-slidey-plopped off the sled as I climbed, and she's the one thing that I cannot leave behind.
Granny hummed, as she looked very wise. Then she took a soft hanky and dried Gertie's eyes.
"But your one thing," she said, with a twinkling smile, "has been safely tucked up on my sled all this while."
"Dotty," gasped Gertie. "Oh, Granny, you found her!"
And lifting the yakling, she wrapped her hooves around her.
"Oh, it doesn't matter," she sighed, "what I pack. Nowhere is home without you, Dotty Yak."
And so, in the last of the fast-fading light, as the shooting stars streamed through the shivering night, up went the family of yaks in a row, till they heaved to a halt in the short-falling snow. And there, as the herd gathered round, smiling brightly, Mommy scooped Gertie and Dotty up tightly. "Home isn't a mountain," she smiled, "or a cave. It isn't the things that you gather and save. It's not about what is around or above you. Home is the herd that you love and who loves you." And as Gertie curled up in the snow-twirling night, "This mountain is different," she smiled, "but all right. For no matter how far I may clip, clop, or roam, wherever my herd is, will always be home."
Next, I have a special guest. I'd like to introduce my friend Mia. She's a library assistant here at Rodney Library.
Hello, friends.
Mia, do you want to play a rhyming game?
I sure do.
Okay, let's all play the rhyming game. Do the words sound the same? I'll say two words, and if they match, everybody clap.
Let's try it.
Dog, frog.
Did you clap? They rhyme.
Yak, snail.
Shh, nobody clap.
Fish, dish.
Clap your hands.
Door, floor.
Keep clapping.
Okay, these are a little more difficult. Here we go. Banana, Havana.
Do I hear clapping?
Orange, cheesy.
Okay, that was easy.
Steeple, people.
Now you've got it.
Dinosaur, friend.
Shh.
Well, kids, that's the end. Okay, everyone. Before we go, we have a few jokes to tell you about yaks. What do you call an animal that knows it all?
I don't know.
A brainiac.
Oh, good one.
What do you call a yak that can chisel through concrete?
I don't know.
A yak hammer.
Oh, I get it.
Okay, last one. What kind of animal is most helpful on the farm?
Wait, I think I know this one.
What?
A yak of all trades.
Yes. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening to Check It In, Check It Out. We hope you had fun. You can find all the Check It In, Check It Out episodes on the Radio De Brig website. This show would not be possible without the support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Aylmer, Ontario. Tune in next week, Monday and Wednesday at 5 p.m. for our next episode.
Guten Tag and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich habe die Hand das Programm gelegt. Ich bin Mary Ham und ich schaffe bei der Aylmer Library. Wir haben eine Library in Straffordville, Springfield und Port Burwell. Und ihr könnt direkt die Worte wählen, die sind alle neu auf. Die Öffnungsstunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fahren, denn das Fuhnummer ist 519-631-1460, Extension 109, wenn ihr noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt an und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünt und Jüne Familie mithalten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.